brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on a Saturday afternoon, taking the drive to the shore or back, whichever your flavor and our pleasure. My name is Quimby. I am joined alongside Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts. What's up, baby?
Chilling. Good evening. Good evening.
Michael Diaz also with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Our intern, Super Sam. What's up, sweetie?
I'm back in studio.
That's about time, and you have a very good tan. We're all jealous. Speaking of great tans, next to her, Dr. Irving Fryer is back in studio.
That's not a tan. That's natural.
I got you. Just checking. And, of course, next to me, our producer, Slash, making sure everything goes down smoothly, which never happens.
Yeah, smooth recently. As possible.
And, of course, if you're looking for a charter flight these days, talk to my man who's also in studio and responsible for the plane getting us to and from Vegas this year, Mr. Angelo DiGaetano. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'll do well. Happy to be here, guys.
Yeah,
here.
Thanks for coming down, man.
That's it.
Yeah,
he's like, that's it.
We'll give instructions if you want to talk about a charter flight later on in the show. But everybody, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all of your residential contracting needs. Please contact them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. You can also check them out on the web at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. 10% off your order if you mention the Green Legion, any size order. It can be a big number, everybody. Make sure you rate, review, download, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can also get us on TuneIn Radio by searching for Green Legion Radio. But the easiest thing to do is
download the iHeart app and search for Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, and then search for Green Legion Radio, which you can get all of us, all the shows. Actually, you can get Ice to Shorts, Winter or Summer Sports. You can get Tanked Happy Hour, and you have to separately search for the Baseball Brunch.
There you go. You did better on Tuesday, but we'll go over that.
Bigger crowd.
He's
only had two beers so far. Give him a chance.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Next Sip, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Delilah's, City Fitness Philadelphia, and all their locations, Echelon Health and Fitness across the bridge, Bucks County Baseball Company, the King of Prussia Diner, Cherry Hill Triplex, Dave Bavuso State Farm, The Finn, which is the family of Crab du Jour, where the Players Show will start on September 9th, and we do have an announcement to make about that right now. The Northern Liberties location might not be open by September 9th. So we will either be in the Pensauken Crab du Jour, the Delran Crab du Jour, or the Broad Street Crab du Jour. Either way, I'm walking out of that fat and happy.
Yeah, you're going to have to tow me out of that.
We'll bring the hand truck there. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Twin Spires, as part of the Green Legion sponsorship family, starting September 1st, we'll have a code for you. $10 deposit gets you $250 to bet any way you want. Don't sign up until September 1st and we give you the code. And, of course, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, your Philadelphia neighborhood urgent health care provider, excellent organization, 14 locations, 16 locations, all run by my good friend Brian Clark, my golf buddy, my good friend, and happy that they have come on board as well. Everybody, it's tank time.
Well, today is August the 21st, 2021. It's the 238th day of the year. There's only 132 of these puppies left. There weren't many events that happened this week, so I went straight to birthdays. Today's going to be about the birthday. We have 1924, one of my favorite announcers, Jack Buck. Listen to him growing up.
St. Louis.
1936, Will Chamberlain. 1938, Kenny Rogers. 1939.
How many women did Will Chamberlain sleep with?
over 20,000, I think.
Excellent.
It was.
Excellent.
What about Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers, he knew when to hold him. He knew when to walk away, and he knew when to run. 1939, we have Clarence William II. You remember Clarence William as Francis L. He was Prince's father in the movie Purple Rain. 1956, I used to remember her all the time, Kim Cattrall. Remember her from the first Police Academy.
I'm pulling up a Family Guy clip. You know which one. All right, Jack, go.
No problem. 1959, Jim McMahon. 1961, Steven Hillenburg. He was the creator of SpongeBob. Ooh. And 1970, one of my former teammates, Steve Everett. That's all I have for you today, so you get through a lot of stuff. There's no story today.
Is Crystal doing chores for that disgusting old man?
Meg, that's not nice. Old people have a lot to offer society. Just look at Kim Cattrall.
Come and get it, big boy. There.
There's another one, too. Hold on. Here we go.
Step right up, step right up. You won't believe your eyes. Step right up and see the amazing half-man, half-clam.
What a ripoff. It's just Kim Cattrall sitting Indian style.
Oh, <wow. laughs> and one more birthday tomorrow. Wow. Tomorrow, Sunday, is a B-Bitch birthday. Brian Mitchell.
Brian Mitchell?
Yes,
yeah. Hold on a second. Somebody on the panel has a birthday coming up soon.
I don't know. Who is that?
When's your birthday?
No, not till November.
Oh, why did I think you were September?
I am.
Well, nobody cares.
We
about
don't
you.
Care about you.
We're gonna get you some new. Are you? We're getting you some new slides.
I'm not gonna say I'm September as well.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
September. Okay.
Well, when? That's more important.
28.
Okay.
All right. Well, that'll be a Tuesday, and we'll be determining whether or not we're licking our wounds after a Monday night victory against the Cowgirls.
I'll be in Cancun licking my wounds. All
right. This is a guy that wants to be full time this season, right? I'm sorry, I'll be in Cancun. Playing around. All right, everybody, let's get to topics at hand. The elephant in the room 7 hours ago, understanding everybody, this show has been pre-recorded on Thursday. Jeff McClain from the Philadelphia Inquirer reports that more than one team has reached out to the Eagles for the possibility of a trade for Hollis Thomas's favorite player,
Big Puddin'.
Number 77, Big Puddin'.
Big Puddin'.
Oh, God.
Now, it's interesting because I don't you're talking about Greg Little?
Yes.
Just the got
second round pick.
Yeah, just got traded from Carolina. Basically had the same 2 years. I think he's same draft as Andre Dillard, and actually had more snaps and had better statistics than Dillard. And Carolina only got a seventh rounder for him.
Well, there's a big difference too.
Talk to me.
In Carolina, it's a new regime. They don't have any. They have no reason to keep him around if it's not working out. In our situation, though, the same GM is still on board. So there's almost a, I don't want to say required, but just generally they don't want to give up on their guy just yet.
You mean like it's a required give him a chance?
Are we still there with him?
Because you have the same GM, it's a required give him another chance?
I don't know. I'm just
he's been non-productive.
He's been non-productive. But the thing is, like, I don't want to jump the gun here on your notes, Quimby.
No, go ahead.
But you say, like, it makes you wonder what kind of offers he's having. Like, any, literally offer would be fine.
I want to talk, well, exactly. But what I wanted to bring up on that particular topic was he was on the board last year, was on the board the year before. Well, not the year before. Last year.
Just last year, yeah.
All right. And you wonder what offers,
right,
how he may have turned down because he seems to overvalue his own picks.
Yeah, it's weird how we can overvalue and undervalue our own guys all the time. You know what I mean?
In this situation, I think you take whatever you get with for this kid because I've seen the interviews, I've seen him at practice, and I've seen him get done really bad in games. It's a wash. You know, and to the part about the regime part, It is a new regime here. They don't have no alliance with him. He's shown them absolutely nothing. He's got his ass kicked in practice.
I think he's saying there's a new GM in Carolina.
Yeah, there's
right?
a new GM in Carolina. So they're like, oh, we don't get this guy's not producing. He's out. I didn't pick him. But
you don't keep a guy just because you pick him.
Some guys do. I don't know. You got to maintain the job.
That's not good business.
You're right. But it also might be good business for him personally. I don't know. It's just, listen, they're turning down deals, and Chicago signed the ghost of Jason Peters, who we love. He's a Hall of Famer. We're going to have a trip there. It's going to be great. But like, they're signing Jason Peters and like, we would accept Chicago's seventh rounder or fifth rounder in 3 years.
I'd accept a deep dish pizza.
I would take Jason Peters over that kid anyway. Jason Peters is at least going to fight. The kid has absolutely no fight whatsoever.
May I jump on this? All right. Fact is, we all listened to this bullcrap interview.
Yeah, from June.
From June.
Yeah.
When Dillard said, "Oh, I'm ready." You know, it's put up or shut up time. You know, and okay, you're saying all the right things, and I want to believe you. And I get it. A bicep tear, that's a son of a bitch.
The funniest thing when you said the bicep tear, soon as I was at practice, when I was at practice, Howie said, "When did you tear that?"
That's right.
You see where I tore mine. Really? So yeah. So is the thing about
I'm not done. I'm not done. Fact is that the race, the battle for the left tackle position, is so distorted. It's so lopsided.
It's over.
Jordan, it's been over. It's been over for 2 weeks.
You can only count it as a battle if the other guy is fighting as well.
That's true. But that's what you have to look at this point. It would be something for Howie to hold on to this guy if he made the battle for the left tackle position somewhat entertaining, somewhat formidable. But all reports that we're getting, and you guys who have been to camp, Diaz and Tank, we're going to talk to you guys about that in a second. All right. Fact is, Jordan has just made him look irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Less than pedestrian. It's one thing that I had to say about that as well. He's currently got a knee sprain. And you as well as I know, when you do a knee sprain or something like that.
Because my back is located on my.
Well, you know when you get those injuries where you don't want to practice? Right. Yeah, and that's one of those injuries that you don't want to practice. He's been getting his ass handed to him during practice. And the guy who kicked his ass initially when I started calling him Big Puddin, he's playing linebacker now. So the only thing I just wanted to add that part about you get those little nick injuries where you either mad or you don't want to practice.
That's right. Maybe it'll help him to have a second chance somewhere else, but it's just all of these things. They're fielding offers, and then Chicago signs Jason Peters, and there's a training camp battle that never was a battle. It's just like, why? Listen, I'm not angry about it. It doesn't pass the smell test. You know what I mean?
They fudge the press.
Yeah, right.
You know, they make sure they say the right things at the right time to the right people. That's all.
I remember last year.
A certain picture.
When last year he tore his bicep in camp, and, you know, we're all getting the same reports. We're not there every, you know, you go down there. We're not there every day. And I just remember, you know, Adam Schefter, one of these guys, Mortensen, tweeting out that Dillard has, you know, torn his bicep and is out for the season. He was dominating in camp. And everyone's like, what? What is this? Who is getting, like, what? Is this like is this a front office deal? An agent deal? What is this?
The part I think, this is hysterical that you bring this up, because I've never said this. I've never had the opportunity. I've never really put it together. But one of my favorite parts about being from Philadelphia, about being a sports fan in Philadelphia, about being a knowledgeable sports fan in Philadelphia, for the most part, is don't you love it when the mainstream media, your ESPN clowns, your national Colin Cowards, these guys make complete crap observations about what's going on. You're going,
just totally miss it.
Yeah. Dude, really? Where were you? Where the hell were you?
It was a quick observation. When I was down there talking to Ray Diddy, me and Ray Diddy brought him up, and he said he was talking about the exact same comment. He's like, what the hell was he watching? Has he ever watched a practice?
Yeah.
Because Ray Diddy said he knew he didn't want to play on the second interview. Like we talked about the first interview where he was talking about he was going to be coming tough and tough and stuff. The second interview where he was like, yeah, well, it's a race and I can only control what I can control. But you can control everything with your plate.
David Harris chimes in already. I would trade Big Pudding for a cheesesteak. And ESPN sucks.
I'm happy to say all the fans out there, Russell, David Harris, Where's Walden? I appreciate you guys showing up. My fans, I'm sorry I wasn't there. Hey, we've got a
Hey, yeah, you were supposed to be there on Sunday.
You know, we got baby duty and stuff like that. But good
baby
news.
Baby duties or baby duty?
Kind of both.
Yeah, I would say both.
But we are exactly one. I'm not jumping the gun, but we're exactly 1 month away from the Eagles home opener. September 19th, or 1 month
49ers.
Away. We'll see you all at the
hopefully Nick Mullins will be playing for the 49ers by then.
Now, I kind of want him to wear the number 10. Just to continue to piss off Deshaun.
Oh God!
Is he still complaining?
He posted on Instagram and Twitter.
Are you serious?
He's like, they disrespected me by letting him wear 10. Like, dude, you don't play for the team anymore.
And you wonder why?
What?
Really?
Then he posted it. Yes.
All right. Well, how much time do we got in this segment?
When did 10 become his number?
I don't know.
We got some time here. When we come back on our next segment, we're going to talk about training camp. Tank and Diaz were both there this week, and observations from them, stuff to talk about. I want to talk about one particular player, individual, and you saw him in my notes, and honestly hoping for a resurgence, a step back in the right direction. That's Fletcher Cox from last year. Last year, his PFF grade was 74.1. That was 26th in the league as far as interior linemen go, which has not been his MO. He was actually, in his first 5 years, graded top six as interior lineman. One of the reasons why he got that big contract. You and I got into this, Tank, a lot on Tuesday, and I had a blast with that show. I'm not going to lie. It was one of my favorite Get Tanked episodes that we've had because there was a lot of excellent information, and we're going to bring some of that to the table today here on Green Legion Radio. Again, Saturday afternoon, driving back from the shore, wherever you are, we're going down to it. Not that many weeks left, everybody, so start taking advantage of it because all you have to look forward to after that is football season. Yeah! Sorry. So... But there seems to be a renewed vigor around this team at this point.
Vigor.
Higgity.
Yeah.
a renewed energy, a renewed source or sense of purpose. Mm. And a lot of it apparently is coming from the defense. And my question to you is, to you guys, anybody that wants to field it, Tank, obviously it'd start with you because you're an interior lineman. But what went wrong last year? Was it just an overall team collapse? Was it Malik Jackson was an absolute stonewall as far as getting anything done or accomplished? Was Irving's mic still on? There you go. Man, I got you muted.
Yeah,
was Javon Hargrave not on the field enough? Was you know, he was supposed to be setting a standard for the for these, you know, outstanding defensive interior linemen. And what went wrong, and what do you think about moving forward?
What went wrong last year was I don't think the guys got a chance to gel like they normally do with small mini camps and an actual training camp. This year's training camp is going a lot better. I was just talking to Diaz about it.
Don't you hate it when you have to talk to Diaz?
Well, no, he's actually a good companion down there at the. He was taking the pictures for me and stuff, and holding back the crowd a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Serving as a little bodyguard.
He called me and he goes, "Dude, really? That's what you have to deal with every time." I'm like, "Everywhere we go."
I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I mean, Hollis is a great guy, totally approachable, and you know, he's sitting there talking about what we're seeing and." You know, kids or even like, you know.
He wasn't looking at the kids. He was looking at the moms.
They're coming up asking for autographs.
As Angelo Peaks set up, it's like that. Yeah.
But I think the main thing, and I'm going to kick it to you next, yes. The main thing that I've seen in the practices that I've been at and the game that I was able to go to was the fact that the competition level is up because you have a renewed sense of guys who actually want to play, who are competitive, who want to win, who don't feel like they've arrived.
When we were down, we went for Monday's joint practice with the Patriots. And, you know, I don't know everything I'm looking at, but they were taking it to the Patriots on offense and on defense. And it just, you know, it's happening. Quimby, you alluded to this just now about this renewed sense of purpose or some kind of thing. And listen, I'm trying to get the right word. Eagles, I guess arousal, where I'm not thinking clearly.
And he questioned my vocabulary about 2 minutes ago.
You know, I'm like, listen, this team's not that good, man. If they got 7 wins, but now I'm starting to feel like
a team that plays for each other in the NFL is going to wind up being successful to some degree.
I mean, you know, Hurts looked good that day. The defense was swatting down passes. The wide receivers were making plays. And I'm just like, oh, my God, are they sucking me back in? They're sucking me back in.
Real quick, 30 seconds.
Okay, real quick. But I want you to ask this on the other side. On the other side, I want you to, you've been in a situation where you've won.
I was just talking to Urban Fryer.
Yeah, I'm talking to Urban Fryer. Sorry. I want Herb Daddy to answer this one on the other side. You've been in a situation where you've been really good, but then you've been in a situation where you had to get good and get some continuity. What did it take? What was the difference you've seen in the teams that were winning and were losing?
Well,
okay. On the other side. I just want you to think about it. Well, on the other side. On the other side. I just want you to think about it for me.
Sir, I will do another shot at Jameson in the break room.
He just hushed me, didn't he?
You know what? He's about twice your size.
But this one, I totally respect this one, guy.
I get it. Excellent tease, because Doc, you haven't spoke a lot yet, and we want a lot more from you on this next one. And
I appreciate it.
And you're a 17-year NFL vet, one of the only players in the league that has ever played that many years. You know, close behind you, Hollis, there is 32 years of NFL experience and the types of atmospheres that encourage winning. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear it from him when we get back on Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, call them at 484-202-3656. Whole cast of characters back right after this. Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Before break, Hollis was throwing it over to Dr. Urban Fryer talking about...
We're talking about the difference between a team when they're winning and versus losing. And I didn't get specific in it, but I wanted to know, because you were with the Patriots when they were victorious, and you were also with them when they kind of sucked.
No, not kind of sucked. We sucked.
give the people a little insight on what went on when you were winning versus when you were losing.
Well, it's exactly what Craig mentioned about
who's Craig.
Okay, Quimby. I know you're Craig.
I'm playing, sir.
It has to do with the camaraderie of the team. If you, for example, like you're saying, we went to the Super Bowl in 1985, we were a family. I still stay in contact with those guys. I still communicate with them. Tony Collins was one of my guests on my podcast because I still communicate with him. We were like a family. And that's why we were able to go out in the field and play with the unity and the camaraderie that we had. Go back to 2017 with the Eagles.
Right.
That team was like a family. They were together. You guys know that.
Yep.
There was a feel amongst the team where they cared for one another, not just on the field, but it was off the field, and it carried over to the field. That's the difference, and that's what you're having right now, because there's a newness. There's a new regime in. There's a changing of the guard. None of these guys are comfortable because none of them are secured with a job right now. They all have to play hard. They all have to play with intensity.
And they all have to play as teammates.
Right. They have to prove themselves, and they're all in the same barrel. They're all in the same barrel, the same situation. They're all young. So they're coming together is what's happening. They're coming together.
Let me ask you both this question. Irvin, you first. Do you think what we're seeing here now, or is it going to be time will tell, them picking each other up because they're just trying to get a starting role, or is there a bond starting to form with this new team already?
Well, I think there's a bond that's starting to form because most of the team is young guys. You don't have...
Because they have to rely on each other.
They have to rely on each other. You don't have these older veterans, you know, and you have these different cliques sometimes. Man, when I first came into the league, there were veterans on the team that didn't talk to me the whole year. They didn't speak to me the whole year.
Yeah.
You don't have that with the Eagles right now because you have a young team. There's no solidified veteran who's walking around saying that this is my team. I've been here. You better get your act together. And if you don't play well, you'll have to deal with me. You don't have that kind of stuff going on right now. I don't know if that stuff happens anymore in the league anyway, but that's what was happening when I came into the league. You had a division. There were the young guys and there were the older guys.
There was a hierarchy.
There was a hierarchy. You don't have that with the Eagles now, so they have to rely on one another, like you said.
And the one thing that I do know about the guys that we have right now, all of them are used to winning. And they used to win in programs, even whether it was just in the bowl game. We have a bunch of Alabama players there. We have some former Alabama coaches in Stoutland. When you put that together, and they yet to win on this level. Only Stoutland has won on this level. You put that together and put them out there competing.
They're hungry.
If you go on the field, it'll be just like when we play defense. I never had a loaf. You know what a loaf is? You know what a loaf is, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a loaf in your entire career?
Never.
Never.
Not 17 years.
That is blasphemous.
Okay. Not even in practice.
Okay.
Please, you never. A loaf means that you didn't even do the minimum.
Not a loaf of bread.
You just came out there and you did absolutely nothing. And you wasted our time and yours.
Just real quick, Diaz, before I send it over to you. Isn't it funny how quiet Slash is when he hasn't come from a Phillies game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's the deal?
What's up, Slash?
Not feeling so hot today. Uh-oh. Slash was hurting last week. Yeah. Buddy.
Whoa, you're one to speak.
Yeah, but you were hard like right from the beginning of the show. I mean, it took me like at least 3 or 4 bourbons.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Not a big comment here, but Hollis just said, you know, these players are used to winning, and we got some guys from Alabama, and it's like, as recently as 2 years ago, we're like, why do we not have any Alabama guys? We never do. Our quarterback is, we have a Heisman Trophy.
Why are we not drafting more players from winning programs?
Yeah. And even, you know, Dickerson looked more engaged than Dillard did on Monday. He's in there. He's talking. He's in there. And Dillard's just like standing around kicking the rocks, you know.
And the jacked up part is, like I told you about that injury with Dillard. He doesn't want to be here. I don't think he wants to play football. I was going to ask you this question. I was posing another question.
Yeah.
It's like, so when you're at training camp and you see that guy who's got drafted and you can tell that this son of an onion doesn't want to play. And if you're across from him, don't you want to make him quit?
Make him quit. Knock him. Every chance you get, you just dog him. That's what we do. We just dog him.
I find that hysterical. When he told me that.
No, you.
I don't know why.
Dog him.
Well, you know what? And it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Because you guys are out there playing to win, and you don't want somebody that's going
right.
to
you don't want him on your team.
That's on the right. other side. Get out. There's no
that's right.
no honor amongst thieves and or heroes.
What do you do to a punk? Punk him.
Punk him. And the other part to that is,
that's the title of the show.
The other part to what he's saying is, he's been handed everything. He said, you got the world in your hand. You're a first round draft pick. Right. You got the bread. You don't have nothing to worry about. And you're going to sit there and you're going to piss it away. Get the hell off my field.
Well, first of all, you've been a first round draft pick. Come in and be a first round draft pick. You have a bullseye on your back. You have to come in and perform.
Two things. You can't have the bread and be a loaf?
Not really. because if you're a loaf, your bread will be gone soon.
I prefer shepherd's pie.
The room has been waiting for that moment.
There you go, guys.
Everyone, I create my own opportunity.
even in the room. He brought it up. I'll tell you guys this. This is truth. Before the show, we're chatting around, and he's sitting there humming shepherd's pie. He was ready. He had one chambered for y'all.
He had one in the holster.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you this. All right. So, again, questions, and I'm not taking away from Diaz or Angelo. Who, you know, you can come in anytime you want here. But for you guys that have played, the big story, Andre Dillard's only claim to fame in Philadelphia is a training camp fight with Derek Barnett.
Did he win it or lose?
No, he lost. He got destroyed.
There's
the story right there.
Do you think mentally, every time he lined up on the left tackle position, who does he have to guard?
Right. Yeah.
Derek Barnett. Yes. Is that something, you know?
Of course.
Is that going to stick with you?
Of course.
Until you flatten
you him? You lost in front of everybody. Of course. That's going to weigh on him.
Now, I know the whole story. The whole story was the guy 95 was kicking his ass. Now, he chose to fight the wrong guy. He should have been fighting number 95. He chose to fight Derek Barnett, who pretty much kicked his teeth in. And it was bad. And sooner, later, that before, later he tore his bicep. He's like, I can't be in it against this guy. And he starts throwing his arm.
Did he do a Roddy Dangerfield Caddyshack?
Yeah.
Was that a self-inflicted wound?
It probably was, because he chose the wrong guy. He chose the wrong guy to fight. And the thing that Quibi was talking about how you get a punk off the field, or a chump off the field, that's not calling him a punk. Let's call him a chump. We get a chump off the field.
What's the difference?
We can have that on next week's episode.
Well, the thing was, what happened was Josh Sweat had took his lunch money. You know what take his lunch money mean in D-line terms? Mm-hmm. He ran over him once and took it back to the quarterback another time. And the next time they were out, he was on 13. And then he had the knee sprain. So
it sounds to me like he has a mental issue, some mental issues.
Well, to say the least.
Yeah,
he kind of came in with that.
He needs a fresh start.
I'm going to say it right now.
Somewhere
else. Stop drafting from the Pac-12. Unless it's USC. And if you're USC, I leave the Pac-12 and let them all in your dust.
Well, you know that's on the table right currently.
It should be.
A couple of them are trying to leave. It should be,
because USC is the only organization, only team holding up that entire conference. Oregon is weak.
They got nice uniforms, though.
Hold on. Just because you're wearing that same dog-ass color right now.
They got nice uniforms, man.
That will be a duck color.
Hey, when we're done here, we got some...
they wear Nike. This is Adidas.
You got some street construction you got to conduct over here on the corner.
You'll be able to see me.
I don't know. I don't think they care, though.
A little nervous. I got to wear sunglasses at night. So I'm gonna jump here. How much time do we have on this segment?
We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. This is great. I'm going to jump because this, I had this, and I don't know why I thought about it later in my run sheet. If you guys turn to page 3, right before talking about Joel Embiid's contract, Tank and Irving, with this renewed energy, with this new, you know, and whether or not it's going to transition into wins, is a different story, but this renewed energy, is it with the Eagles? Andy got real stale. He had been stale in Philadelphia for a long time before Jeffrey Lurie told him it was time to go. And then you bring in Chip Kelly, and that was stale after 3 years. And then you bring in Doug Peterson, and it's the Jeffrey Lurie, there needs to be more love in the locker room speech. And I guess I'm just wondering, is it healthy in the NFL every 4 or 5 years just to turn it over so that it's no longer comfortable, so that it's no longer stale? And that I have a lot of notes on that. You know, it's this team bonding that we're hearing about. We haven't heard about it for a while. We didn't even hear about it when Doug took over. We certainly didn't hear about it when Chip took over.
No.
Because he was a Nazi.
Yeah. Right? Everybody for themselves.
No, I'm allowed to say that. He was a bastard. He was a bastard in the NovaCare complex. He was a bastard on the field. He was a bastard in the locker room. So this is one of the first times when we have had a situation where a team, actually a young team or a new team, seems to be excited to be playing for each other and for this new regime.
Yeah, and the thing which you have to look at too, as well as look at the way New Orleans is. You see, Sean Payton. Sean Payton is pretty much a general that doesn't give a damn what you think about. Either you're going to play and you're going to play well, or you won't be here. He don't care who you are, how much you make. You see, he's taking undrafted free agents. He's taking 6th and 7th round picks and turned them into stars. It's like that's the mentality. If Nick Sirianni has that type of mentality, he will last really, really long.
You're not answering my question.
I think yes, it's okay every 4 or 5 years to shake things up, to make changes if the team is not winning, if the team is not producing, if things are not going.
Is that the timeline, or is that too long? Because it seems like we waited too long.
Well, I don't know if that's the timeline. I mean, it can be shorter than that. It can be longer than that. Like with Doug, for instance, it took, what, 4 years, 5 years? Doug was here? 5 years? It was great. And then all of a sudden, bang, it started tanking. So if things had started getting better with Doug, Doug would still be here, right? If things started on the uprise, Doug would still be here. But I think it's okay to shake things up because, I mean, but then you have teams that are playing, like, for instance, Belichick. He's been there forever, and things haven't changed. They've gone downhill, and that's because it's not Belichick's
first
team.
Time.
It was Tom Brady's team.
Right. Yeah, a lot of, I mean, you know, I wouldn't say that any of that is nothing, kind of immeasurable. A lot of it is you got to draft well. You have to have good players. You have to have young and old, and not just because of the salaries and matching them, but, you know, you miss out on J-Jaw. We won a championship. We didn't miss out on Wentz. But, you know, you gave a lot of picks up, and they're not here, and he's not here. And, you know, you missed on Dillard. You traded up for him. There's not a whole lot of new blood, but there is a nice base here that can continue. You know, if Malik Jackson had worked out, if Hargrave worked out, like, you know.
Isn't that Malik Jackson signing just looking back on that right now? It's just so depressed.
But we were so excited.
But all of that equates to wins and losses.
That's right, right.
You know, so whether the team is winning or whether it's losing, that determines whether we need to shake it up or not.
Right, right.
And quickly, Hargraves is doing well this year. He had an injury last year. He's doing well, which I've been watching him. And that's why when we were watching practice versus the Patriots, that's why the interior was whooping ass, man.
New favorite is Milton Williams. Yeah, he's the guy, 93.
Yeah, I may have been wrong about that pick.
Keenan, Chip lasted 3 years, and it was a thumb war on the way out between him and Hallie, apparently.
One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war.
Thumb war.
Yep, it was.
Wait, what was the tankism that we have to write down from earlier?
Which one?
I don't know. You said something hysterical in the beginning of the show.
You're supposed to
remember. I think he was quoting a movie.
Which time? I don't know.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
His apologies. We'll figure it out.
Oh, the Kenny Rogers thing?
Yeah. Know when to hold him, know when to fold him.
Yeah. Know when to run.
Know when to walk away and know when to run. Never count your money.
All right, let's do this, everybody.
When you're sitting at the table, Quimby.
We're going to take another break here on Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia. 102.5 FM in Philadelphia, 104.1 in Trenton, WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. When we come back, we are talking more football. We're going to talk NFC East. And actually, we're going to get Angelo involved because he wants to talk about a little Fitzmagic. Fitzmagic, go ahead. Bring it on, baby.
Yeah, let's do it.
good tease.
They don't call him the best color analyst in the league for nothing, Monty. All right, you guys. We're going to take a little bit longer of a break. We'll be back. Gambler Philadelphia brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. I am alongside, my name is Quimby. I'm alongside of Dr. Irving Fryer. Hollis, Tank Thomas, who put the TV on with the sound? Diaz?
Hey, I put that TV on hours ago.
Fumble.
Someone's trying to get me fired.
Michael, don't turn the TV on with the sound. Diaz, Super Sam Brady, who, if you guys want to check her out, her bio is now up on greenlegionradio.com.
I'm scared to read it.
I wrote it.
I'm scared to read it.
You're real scared to read it.
You know what? Don't worry about it. I will.
So if he's going to read it, it means it's good.
Change my picture yet?
Give us a different one. I got a good picture.
No one just needs to be cropped.
I got a good picture of the ankle socks and slides. I think that'll work.
Actually, there are no good pictures of you.
the best of the worst. How about that?
Super Sam Ross Brady, hailing from Haddonfield, New Jersey area. Super Sam has been on a lifelong quest to seek Giselle as Tom Brady's go-to piece.
I like it already.
We're kidding. Samantha hates Tom Brady in capital letters with more passion than all of us combined. As a 38-year-old intern, she does it just for fun, and along with being amazingly engaged as our chat room mediator on every show, she also does much more behind the scenes and is there whenever we need her. Unless, of course, it's summer and we can't pull her out of sea aisle.
What if she has
not missed a home Eagles game where attendance was allowed in over 20 years and gets this passion from Big Sam, her father, also a great supporter of the show. We are very lucky to have her as part of our team.
Well, that was nice. I'm impressed.
Well, did you mention anywhere that she always delivers the beer cold and the cigarettes fresh?
And she always delivers the beer cold and cigarettes fresh.
Yeah, I mean, that's Nate.
You could have left
I know Nate's listening. Nate, you feel free to add that if you want. All right. So I said when we came back from break, we're going to talk about NFC East. I'm going to table that to the top of the hour. Right now, I want to throw Diaz and Tank on the stage here and talk about your experience over training camp this week and talk about what you saw, what you thought.
It was a treat. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm gonna kick it over to Diaz and let him kick this off for us.
Yeah, so I attended one of these joint practices before, and it really is cool. You got a lot of, you know, the media people you talk to. I talked to a bunch of our travelers and our longtime followers, some people that show up our tailgates. Gail from 4th and John, he was there with the crew. It was cool.
Guys, we support 4th and John as well. Our good friend Gail over there and the rest of the cast of characters, make sure you check them out, 4thandjohn.com.
Yeah, they do good stuff. So it was cool to, like, kind of get back into that Eagles community and stuff. But listen, I never attended with a former player there before. So we were over at the Eagles tent kind of right when you walk in. See, I thought, Tank, that you picked that tent because there was two fans and it was close to and it was close to the arena stand. But that's just the Eagles are just set up there.
I told them that's where I wanted to be again once they set me up there.
Well, they do a great job and you can walk all around. They have, you know, limitations and it's good. But with these double or joint practices, that is, the Patriots in town, you know, I'm sitting there and all these dudes are big. It's hard to see, but you know, you're seeing plays and. No hyperbole. I think I saw them bat down like three of Cam's passes. Yep.
Intercept one as well.
Yeah,
I heard Mac Jones wasn't looking too good either.
No, he stunk.
And I think he's like 6'4" or something. He looks tiny next to Cam.
Yeah,
Cam is a big guy. But so the defense was getting after it. And then on offense, like, you know, we spent the last previous two shows, you know, Hurts hasn't been looking all that hot in camp. And then he's going against another team. And there's no tackling to the ground and everything like that. But he looked good. He looked precise. And, you know, there wasn't any, like, big dust-ups except for one play when hit it.
Hey, Cam, thanks a lot for coming to my school today.
No problem, Nate.
I promise to exercise and eat right.
Don't forget 60 minutes of play a day, right?
And I'll grow up to be big and strong like you.
Absolutely.
I'm playing the NFL.
Yes, sir.
And be drafted number one.
Maybe.
Become the starting quarterback of the Panthers.
Okay.
You can be my backup.
Excuse me?
And make Panthers fans forget about you. And become your mom's favorite player.
That was a good ad.
You missed the part. Mama in there.
You missed the part. I'm just warming up my arm.
Yeah. But
the only part that you probably missed, I think you were on the other side. It was they put out second stream DBs in a bit of the mixer, and I didn't get to talk about that on the Get Tank Happy Hour. They put out second stream DB, and you know what the mixer is, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad. It was kind of bad, and I was like, oh God, I was like, please redeem yourself tonight. But the one thing that I was going to add to that was, when we played against Pittsburgh, some of the same things happened. But I think this team is starting to get to the point where they have these short-term memory like you're supposed to have. And they came back the next play and they stopped them for a 2-yard loss. And it wasn't like the D-line. It was one of the DBs. Like, he could have still been thinking about the play that he got toasted on. Mm-hmm. But it was a play away from him, and he went away. And it was just great. I mean, it was just good to see.
I'm sorry, and I wish I could remember the reporter that spoke about this. One of the things that you have when you have a healthy quarterback, especially one who is lacking in experience, in the beginning of camp, what we have been reported and what has been seen is Jalen Hurts. Couple picks here and there, you know, but I
behind,
think
behind some receivers,
behind some receivers. Yeah. Right. But I think what people need to remember is that this, the beginning of training camp is not the time for a quarterback to make sure he's completely right. It's his time to see what he can do. Can I fit it in that window? Who can I count on receiver-wise, Urban Fryer, who will go up and get that particular right. pass. That's, when that's, I, when I put enough elevation on it.
That's why they call it practice.
Practice. And now what we're seeing and now what we're hearing coming out of camp is that Jalen Hurts is still having these moments, but they're less frequent.
Right.
And his players are making plays. We all heard about the Rager catch. We've seen it. It was just like apparently amazing.
Jalen Hurts and Jalen Reagor are starting to find themselves early and often. And that can only be a great thing. Still knowing that in a week or so, Devontae Smith is going to be back.
Well, maybe by the time we're listening to this on Saturday between 1 and 3,
exactly.
He had some plays. The one disappointing thing, my last comment from it was, Tyree Jackson, who has the disc fracture or something like that.
Disc fracture is
bad. It's going to be 8 or 10 weeks. He was pretty impressive.
I know.
He is a big, big dude.
6'7",
he looks 6'10". Really? I'm just like,
And I will say this. I don't know if everyone remembers this when Coy Detmer went down after we drafted him in the 6th round. It's like, oh God, I'm hurt. Ow.
Oh, so you think Tyree's trying
he's trying to stay on the team.
No, you're missing the point. That was the team trying to keep him.
Trying to stay on the team.
No, them trying to hide him.
Well, you hide him, but stay on the team.
Yes, exactly. Well, no, they're trying to hide him. See, because with Corbin,
so he can stay on the team.
Exactly.
You mean like Jordan Mailata and the back injury?
They don't want to use the practice squad spot.
Irving, I don't know if you heard this story where Chickies and Pete's and Jordan Mailata is our guest that evening. And we're talking to him after the show, and I go up to him, and I'm like, hey, man, everything good with the back? He's like, yeah. I'm like,
what are you talking about?
No problems with the injury. He goes, what injury?
Oh, jeez.
Was he drinking?
No.
No.
He forgot. Our show? Come on.
Well, whatever do you mean, Irving?
He forgot. He was supposed to have an injury?
You know, it was fantastic.
Wow. He starts limping for no reason.
Yeah.
It was keep him on, not on the active roster. He's on the IR for the season as he's learning the game. Hold on. I got to be honest with you. I just we got to go to break here and come back at the top of the hour, and then we are going to talk about the NFC East. But
I want to talk about something else.
Okay. You know what? When we come back, we'll start with whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. Thank you.
But
I appreciate that.
Jordan Mailata. To me, undiscovered. You got to watch the video on YouTube. It's about 15 minutes long. It is just amazing. Just look up Jordan Mailata or type in Jordan Mailata undiscovered. And if you don't want to get behind this kid's story, then you are not a fan of sports, competitiveness, or life, right? Because this is cool. And if this kid continues the level of play or the increase in the performance of play.
This kid, he's
going to be here for a long time, and he's going to be one of the revered Eagles legends.
Extremely good.
Yeah. Excellent.
It's great. Whoever had 59 minutes before Quimby would have a soliloquy on Jordan Mailata, you win this week's pool. So anyway,
and the good news is that you're fired.
Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, 1480 AM WDAS throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. When we come back, Dr. Irving Fryer has something he wants to talk about, and we are also going to talk about the NFC East and what you can expect. Everybody, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, our sponsor. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. Cast the Characters back right after this. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Gambler, 102.5 Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, 1480 AM WDAS throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. My name's Quimby. I am alongside Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Dr. Irving Fryer, Super Sam Brady, / and our new friend Angelo Di Gattano, who can't wait to talk about Fitzmagic. You know. Oh, and we were talking about a little Happy Gilmore earlier in the break room when Diaz wanted to make fun of the fact that I just bought a piano. So
wait, doesn't Irving Fryer have a podcast?
Yes, he does. Oh. And the best part about that is every time he's in here at the top of the second hour, we're going to have the Fryer Place segment.
Get out of here.
Now, I don't know if he's ready for it, but
I'm trying to plug my computer back in. It's going low battery.
We'll come back.
Sam, hold on a second. If we had video of this, for God's sake.
I got it.
Awkward.
Oh, my God.
I know, bad radio, everybody, but if you're in studio, and you know what? We're willing to take a guest every show. This is supposed to be about Eagles family and friends, so if you want to come in, please do. Oh, my God, I can't even.
Yo.
Hush. Leave us alone.
I don't know if we're cutting this out or what, but
the place is hot.
Now, Landon Dickerson comes out for the game in full overalls. And a fisherman's hat, man.
A man after my own.
These guys are having some fun.
He's back up and running. He's good. He's good. All right. Sam, do us a favor and get off your knees, baby.
Awkward.
HR.
This is all staying, by the way.
Thank you, Connie, for...
It's charging now.
HR violation number 4,782.
Deepest apologies.
Dr. Irving Fryer.
Yes, sir.
All right. What would you like to talk about here on Green Legion Radio's Fryer Place?
I can't understand something that's been talked about all day today about Philadelphia sports. Tonight, the Eagles are playing the Patriots.
Everybody understand this is a Thursday night recording for Saturday's show, which you are listening to now. So,
sorry about that.
No worries. I should be saying that every time we come in.
But it seems like the majority of people don't want Jalen Hurts to play for fear of him getting hurt, or Devontae Smith to play for fear of him getting hurt. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm old school. I don't understand someone, or you not playing someone in football for fear of them getting hurt. That doesn't make sense to me.
Throw it to your counterpart here.
And you are correct, sir. I've been saying that for quite some time. Everybody keeps telling me, he's going to get hurt. What do you think he's going to do when he goes out there and tries to go?
You need the soft tissue injuries now.
You need to go into the regular season with a few bumps, a few bruises. Okay. You have to do this now. You have to play preseason games because it gives the team an opportunity. You don't get it in these matchups where you're on the field playing against another team or practicing against another team.
Exactly.
You're practicing. You have to go full speed. You have to get that full speed action, that full speed look to prepare you, because guess what? That first regular season game, the intensity increases even more.
And I just wanted to pose
one. No, real quick.
Okay.
Right on top of that, if your body is not ready for that speed, all right, it's going to tell you whether or not it's now or whether or not it's in week two.
And not necessarily the speed, but the bumps and the bruises.
Well, you got to
look, the banging around.
If your quad's not ready for it, you got to get it out of the way now.
Right.
If your hamstring's not ready for it.
And then we have three preseason games.
Exactly. I got a quick question for you, sir. You being the physical specimen in which you are.
Does it not make you sick how we walked in here?
Would you like me to take my shirt off?
You look good, dude.
Sam, I won't say no.
Hold on a second. Super Sam says you're number two over Tom Brady.
Okay, all right.
Now, being the physical specimen you are, as much working out as you did as all the years that we played, were you ever really ready for training camp?
Never.
Because
you're not playing football when you're preparing yourself, when you're working out, when you're doing your regimen, going through whatever it is you go through during the offseason to get ready for the season, you're not actually playing football. Those are different muscles that you're using, even though you prepare them to be used.
They're different muscles,
and you use them different ways.
You can't prepare them to get hit.
You can't. Exactly. Well, it's even like basketball. I can play football and then go try to play a basketball game and still get sore because you're using different muscles. You have to play the game.
Now, the other part was, now when you practice, and you practice well, and you go through all the rigmarole, and everything is cool, okay, copacetic, but then you go out to a game, and it's way different. Would you tell them why it's way different?
Well, first of all, it's live.
Yeah.
It's full speed. It's a game. The intensity, it counts.
And the other people don't give a damn about you because you're not their teammate.
You're not their teammate. So you're practicing against what's called an opposition. Mm-hmm. They're trying to win too. And within the rules, by any means necessary.
Exactly.
So things change when the season starts.
You're trying to win a roster spot.
Yeah, when the regular season starts, things change. You have to have preseason game action.
Were you
going to say something?
Oh, I just had a question. You can finish up.
Jalen needs to play, in my opinion, Jalen needs to play this first half today. He needs to play the first half, in my opinion.
So my question to you guys is, I'll throw it to Irving first, is like, obviously you want Hurts and these young guys to play on the Eagles because they're unproven. I mean, Hurts is your number one quarterback, but he's unproven.
Right, he's got a little bit of time in.
What about guys like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? Do you still think they need to play preseason games?
No.
So
hold on. Is that a bit hypocritical? Because their body is not ready for it just like any other football player.
Well, first of all, Tom doesn't get hit.
Yeah, I was going to say. The quarterback, never gets hit.
You're talking a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So Tom doesn't need the preseason reps like a Jalen Hurts needs.
Yeah.
Or like even a Patrick Mahomes needs. Because Tom, there's nothing you can show Tom that he hasn't seen. Mm-hmm. He proved that last year that he is the man.
Sam, you want to weigh in now?
I can't weigh in because I hate him so much.
But he's the man.
Defense.
No, I just want to make sure. I don't know if we do $50, $100, $200, what it is at the beginning of the year when we do our weekly picks on all our multiple shows. Sam does not ever pick Tampa Bay to win ever. Make sure she pays first. She pays all her money up front first. All right, because she's gonna back out when she goes against the Super Bowl.
Diaz,
champions.
I'm good for it. Are you?
Hold on a second. I win.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Diaz, I win.
Diaz, I'm good for it.
Just remember this.
Yeah. I'm good for it.
Okay, good. I appreciate it. You donated to the Diaz Fund.
So, yeah, I just don't understand this whole thing, you know, not playing a guy because you think he's or you're in fear of him getting hurt. That's what football is. You have to learn. The greats learn how to play with injuries, learn how to play with bruises, learn how to produce in spite of any pain they might be experiencing.
You have to condition your body basically to play football.
Right.
You got to get those soft tissue injuries out of the way.
Right.
Because if you don't.
A lot of them are not. They're injuries, but they're not tears.
Tears, yeah.
All right, they're just you getting hit in a spot that hasn't been hit since last year.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's what happened last year when they didn't have when COVID set in and they weren't able to prepare with the preseason training and the training camps. They didn't get that out of the way. They didn't get that soft tissue.
It's all like home workouts.
May I ask you two this?
Sure.
When they say a hamstring injury or a quad injury or a calf injury, more times than none. Unless they say it's a tear, it's just a big black and blue mark.
It's a bruise.
It's a bruise.
Yes.
It's a bit of a bruise. Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes it's down to the bone.
So I got a vaccine on Saturday, and I still have a bruise.
Because you probably slept on it. You're not supposed to sleep on that arm.
Really?
Really. when you first get the shot, you weren't supposed to sleep on it.
Can we get a gobbler?
Dr. Tank MD.
Where the hell were you on Sunday, jackass?
I didn't know you slept on the arm. I thought they told you that.
I sleep with a CPAP. I only have three positions I can sleep in, period.
Now, he calls it a CPAP. It's more like that unit that Darth Vader would go and sleep in there. He's got tubes hooked up and all this stuff.
He's on all this weird, like, this breathing apparatus going. I give Diaz the opportunity to make fun of me before I fire him.
Okay.
All right. You guys,
you've been fired every time I've been here, Diaz. I've been here,
fired. We are in the first segment of the second hour. I haven't been fired yet. This might be a record.
Okay. You were fired at the end of the first hour.
Tank fired you one time. Tank fired you earlier.
Well, that was only the good news.
He did.
That was the good. I was giving him the good news from. I got that from
the
HR.
Good news.
I got that from HR. It was they sent your pink slip to me, and they wanted me to do it just to make it special for you.
I got good news too.
What's that?
Oh, I thought you were gonna pull up the sounder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a bit outside.
Hey, producer, start producing over there. You're the one that's supposed to be pissing up the sound.
Do me a favor.
Because the good news is you're fired.
There we go. Raw audio.
Here's the professionals over here.
Here's the problem.
I'm drunk. You're drunk. Everybody's drunk.
By the way, that's Beer Fest. All right. Gets funnier every time you watch
it. Wow. I love Lorena's comment here. A contusion is not an injury. Get out there and play like a man. It's actually Lorena.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Lorena, amen.
She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, Lorena's a guy, in which case he knows what he's talking about.
Awkward.
I'm just saying. She said, get out and play like a man. He said, she said.
Somebody said. Lorena said.
We don't need to go down this road right now.
Right. No, yeah, leave it alone. I'm not. He's right.
He's right.
I'm trying to be.
Because there's no picture, so he's correct.
Yes. Thank you.
We are off the rails. Let's talk about the NFCs.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Way to earn your check today.
Right.
All right, you guys. Let's talk about that. First of all, let's talk about the reigning 7-9 NFC East champion Washington football team.
You're welcome.
Hold on real quick. Washington. Why don't we let Angelo weigh in? Because I know he's been waiting for this. Angelo, what do you got about Fitzmagic?
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen, that was a one-time thing. He's a top 40 quarterback, which is a nice way of saying
top 40.
He's a career backup, right?
So Casey Kasem rates him as well.
So, you know, it's any given day. If you're playing him head to head, he's streaky. He's notoriously streaky, but there's a reason he's a career journeyman, right? And that's that, you know, he can't keep it together for a full 17 games. That's all it is, you know, honestly.
To be fair though, I mean, Dwayne Haskins, Alex Smith, and the ghost of Josh Johnson, like, are worse than him. Like, you're right. You're 100% right. But they were 7-9 champs of the NFC East with, like, even worse.
That's correct, but in a perfect storm, right? They didn't have Dak Prescott there all year. It's their division to lose.
Are you talking about Dallas? It is their division to lose. I hate to say it.
Hold on. You're sitting way too close. NFC East.
You're sitting way too close to Tank. To be talking like this, man. I'm telling you, you might want to go sit over there across
the way. Listen,
he goes down, they go down, right?
Who,
that's what
Dak?
Last year. Dak.
Dude, they could do
it. Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Hold on. All right. Slow down there, rambunctious.
He was talking about Dallas. Be fair to Tank.
No.
Thank you.
Hold on. Thank you. All right. So, Washington. And I've got plenty to make fun of when it comes to Dallas here in this segment. We've got plenty of time. As a matter of fact, we've got 10 minutes on this segment still, right?
Eight minutes.
All right, good. Then it's going to roll into the third, and we don't have to worry about talking about making Joel very happy or what's happening to your Philadelphia Phillies until the last segment. But Washington, their defense is
ferocious,
is spectacular.
Best front four in the NFL.
You cannot deny what Chase Young brought to that table, as the first over, was he first overall or was he second?
Second.
Mm-hmm. But you do still have the, let me tell you this. All right. So I work with the Redskins every year. With what we do.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. They are excited about Fitzpatrick. I believe they feel exactly kind of what you brought up, Diaz, Alex Smith, a serviceable quarterback with a stellar defense.
And great weapons. McLaurin's going to be, he's going to be good.
I hear you.
Curtis Samuel.
But we also have to remember this. The Washington football team still went 7-9 last year.
Mm-hmm.
7-9. All right. And you went 7-9 while you played six games in a completely inept NFC East.
Which is what Angelo was saying. Yeah, right.
So, I mean, do we expect Fitzmagic to hold down the fort? I mean, first of all, your head coach, okay? I love him. And if you don't, you know, you're not paying attention to football, and he's the best thing. He's the best thing that Washington to Daniel Snyder has brought in years. Well over players, well over anything.
He brought me in.
Oh yeah. You remember that? You want to talk and explain yourself to Philadelphia fans why he had to give back the bike?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to explain myself.
He already explained it. I'll explain myself.
I'm kidding.
It's my life.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's shepherd's pie.
Yeah, it's a shepherd's pie in RFK Stadium or FedEx Field.
Nice, Andrew Chaney. The other side of the Fitz magic coin is the Fitz tragic side.
It's true.
Right, and that's what I wanted to say. I don't think that Fitzpatrick, just watching him over the years, he's not the guy that's the closer that you need.
In the playoffs, for sure.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right. He's exciting.
No.
He's exciting.
I know
he's
you talented. Don't like when I interrupt you, but I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
Make sure you're not talking about this because you're beard envious.
No. His beard's too long anyway. He needs to talk to my people and get the beard guy grooming kit. That's awkward. What he needs. But he's not the closer that you need on a team. When you look at teams like that you're going to play, that play against one another, it's the quarterbacks that make the determining factor in that decision as to whether or not, because this league is about scoring. Yes, Washington has a great defense, but there are no defenses anymore like the Chicago Bears, the 85, or like the Steel Curtain, Pittsburgh Steelers. There's no
or like the Philadelphia Eagles, 2001, 2004.
That's fine. There's no defenses like that anymore. Everybody's scoring, and who promotes the scoring is the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So you look at who the quarterback is. Fitz Magic, as you call him, is not that guy. I mean, he's going to be exciting. He'll keep butts in the seats. He'll get people coming, but he's not the one that's going to win the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl.
Now, what I was going to say was, you don't have to have Fitz Magic when you got Ron Rivera. You got Riverboat Ron.
Riverboat Ron
is going to is this is my thing is this. I don't know if you paid attention to what they built defensively, but they've got playmakers on each and every level of their defense.
Isn't Ron an offensive lineman by trade?
Who, Ron Rivera?
He was a linebacker.
He came out the same year as me. Do you know he was the guy who ran the Cal? He was the one that ran in the end zone against Stanford.
Yeah. When the band?
Yeah, when the band was on the field. Yes, he was.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was.
Excellent blooper.
Yes. So in what they do is okay. So in what they do, they handle business, and he makes sure that his defense is set out to make sure he gives their offense the ball in key situations. Not so much key situations, but easy situations. And also the defense scores a lot. He's not going to have a situation. The reason that he likes Fitzmagic is Fitzmagic is not going to do what the guys he had in the past do. They were young. And the one guy was at the club right after the game.
Was the quarterback for the Ravens when they won in
Dwayne Haskins?
No, the Ravens.
Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer was just
turn around and hand off the ball.
Can you take those sparkles off your face?
That's Disco Tank.
Disco Tank.
I got a question, and I want to ask Irving and Hollis this. This is obviously this once in a lifetime kind of thing, but like the constant every day there's a new comment from Ron Rivera on the people getting vaccinated, on his team getting vaccinated, and they're like kind of holding out and we don't need to go down the vaccination road, but does that like just the coach kind of calling them like effing A's not getting vaccinated? Or is it just kind of like, this will be fine once they get to real games, and if they're winning, everything will be fine?
He may just be simply saying, would you please get vaccinated?
No, I know, but will the players be like, man, this guy is talking like that?
There's only one team in the NFL that's fully vaccinated.
The Falcons. You know why? Because they cut two unvaccinated players.
Well, because the one thing you have to realize is you're going to be in close proximity with a lot of people.
And
it's players 80% of the time.
Right.
And so how are you – and the idiot Kirk Cousins said this, and it pissed me off. He's like, I'm going to walk around with glass shield around. You're the quarterback, you moron. You're in the huddle.
Right.
You're going to be – how are you going to get the snap? Really? Stupid. Just plain stupid.
I have a problem with just everybody's argument against the vaccine. So you don't want to ask me.
Yeah, I'm not asking about that. What I want to know is, as players, do they – well, we can talk about it when we come back.
Yeah, let's do that because
on the other side,
I'm going to weigh in because I was on the other side of this.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. I was on the other side of this, but to talk about. And thank you, Tank.
No worries.
Importantly, when we come back, let's throw the Giants under the bus.
Yeah.
8 players retired.
Less vaccine, more Joe Judge.
Yes.
everybody. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, 1480 AM WDAS throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Do you see Greg Meisinger's wind tunnel tested hair when he got off the Harley on Sunday? He was looking sexy as a beast, baby. All right, you guys, we'll be back right after this. All your residential contracting needs, 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656. My name's Quimby. I am alongside my producer, Slash, our intern, Super Sam Brady, Mr. Shepherd's Pie, Urban Fryer. I cannot wait to get an email from my landlord saying, why did you have a screamer in here yesterday?
Wait, hold on. We didn't do this yet. Can we get a gobbler here?
I've been trying not to swear. Philly Mike in the house. What's up, baby?
What's up, man? All good. We got birds. I'm feeling good.
And backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your heart, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good afternoon.
And everybody, Angelo, put the microphone on. This is a little bit of time for you, sir. Angelo DiGattano is the man who saved my charter flight world for Vegas. Why don't you tell everybody what you do and what they can expect from you or how to get in touch with you if they're interested in a charter flight in any way?
Sure. Thank you. So I'm not really too sure what I'd do, to be honest with you.
Hold on a second.
There's seven of us.
is there a possibility to get out of my contract right now?
Do you know Sam over here? It sounds like you guys have the same job description.
My job is to talk to Craig, have him get really mad at me, and, you know, take that.
I haven't been mad at you.
Never mind. You and I have the same job.
No, it still applies to Sam, so.
Yeah, right.
That's a good time, not a long time. That's exactly what Vegas is what we're going to bring to the table here for Green Legion, right? And we're really excited for it, right? So.
Excellent. How do people get in touch with you if they want to talk about a charter flight?
Let's just do it. It's 516-507-8029.
Hold on. Ready?
Slow down.
Angelo, he lives in New York now. He's been putting up with it for a while.
New York and Italian, so it's a double negative.
Hold on. And there you are.
Italian is not negative. It is not a negative. It's a positive.
Here we go.
Let's go with that.
It's never an angle.
Wow. One more time, if you want to get in touch with Angelo to talk about a charter flight for any needs, it is
516-507-8029. And no, I don't want to do your bachelor party. You can't afford it, all right?
What about an email address?
Come on, Angelo. Yeah, Angelo, none of our listeners are getting married. None of our listeners are getting married.
That's a man who's making money.
I know.
Turning down businesses.
Email
turning down business, Doc. You're making money.
Hey, charter flights right now are off the chart.
Yes, they are.
I've been here long enough to know that's not business. All right.
Yeah.
Your charter flight's gonna last less than your wedding. Right? Sorry about it, but yeah. Anything else? Email address.
Email address.
All right. A lot of vowels. My name is AJ D E G A E T as in Tango A N O at aircharterservice.com.
Awesome.
That's it.
My man.
If you truly want a charter, handle a bit.
Hey, we've got a fully refurbished plane. It's going to be real comfortable out of there.
Refurbished.
I'm not talking AirFly Entertainment. That's movies.
Every plane
shows
music. Every plane has a need for an interior refurbished.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
it's not like they refurbished the engine.
No, you said refurbished. I'm thinking.
Do me a favor.
It's used.
Don't sweat it. Their construction manual.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
we just used this plane last week for the U.S. Women's Cup. We have professional soccer teams on it. It's good enough for you guys. Come on, sign up for Green.
Quimby can sit in Megan Rapinoe.
Quimby, I can actually do the planes.
Sore subject, but definitely we want to know where that seat was and assign Quimby to it.
Please, I would love to sit where Megan Rapinoe was.
Yeah. Okay, moving on from Megan Rapinoe. No more Megan Rapinoe.
But I would rather sit where Hope Solo was. So, interesting. All right, let's talk about those vaginas.
Okay.
Can I get away with that?
Sure.
You
just did.
All right.
It's a human body part.
So
like a football team.
Let's talk about let's give a precursor, a prelude to this particular story that we're talking about right now.
So before we hit the Giants, our good friend Keenan Harmon, I apologize, Keenan. You're absolutely right. He said here, I'm on the charter and I'm getting married, Diaz. If we forget about Vegas, our good friend Keenan was in here, maybe a month or so ago.
Yes,
we had the Reverend
with
Sue.
Yes.
With Sue. We had the Reverend. we had the Reverend here, our good friend.
We're going to be doing the wedding.
Irving Fryer will be marrying our good friend, Keenan and Sue.
Yep.
On
good
the
Pam.
Pam coming on the Vegas.
That was a joke. That was I wrote
Angela,
that down.
Angela, quick question for you. Our flight configuration on 180, are there first class seats? Just flip it to
just
the
flip it on.
All right, then talk.
No.
I love him.
You guys are right.
He's kicking. He's a great guest.
I just spit
absolutely
bourbon.
Wonderful.
I just spit bourbon. That was the funniest thing ever.
Hold on a second.
No.
Okay, good. So, Keenan, I'm sorry, I won't be able to offer you and Pam first class seats on the way out unless there's a substantial problem. And we have a 150 seat plane, which there are first class seats on, correct?
Yes, then we're open for business. Absolutely.
All right. Well, no, we're not open for that business because I'm not prepared to lose that money. So anyway, we'll talk about that. But I'll put you in front of the plane. Look at this while you're watching my camera. Isn't it funny watching Slash not paying attention at all?
He's watching the game.
Oh, we can cut this out.
Yeah,
big Flacco sack. All right, so anyway, let's get to the Giants.
That doesn't look like practice.
Jalen Mills just recovered the fumble.
Yeah, it doesn't look like practice.
Jalen Mills, hey.
Oh, snap!
Anyway.
Deepest apologies.
So, wow, this has been a complete crap show so far. Does anybody want to play for Joe Judge? We reported this not last week. The week before.
Week before.
All right. Where there was a massive pileup, including our own Philadelphia Eagles, Corey Clement. All right. Who wound up seeing pick six, Daniel Jones, crawling out of the red shirt, crawling out of the bottom of a complete 90-man pileup. All right. Crawling out from the red shirt. And then Joe Judge made him do suicides and push-ups. It looked like a scene out of Miracle. And the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team. But since then, I heard of two players that had retired. Look, you can't quit a football team. You have to retire. You lose that year, and then you get re-signed by somebody else.
No. They still have the rights to you if you try to come back.
Yeah,
right. You don't retire until you officially sign the paperwork. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And they did that to Deion when he tried to come back to play with the Raiders.
So now we're hearing that eight players have retired from the Giants because they don't want to play for Joe Judge. Who wants to weigh in on this?
I would love to. I hope we get to Kaja. We have maybe a couple Giants themed elements, but this tough guy. Listen, there's a balance. There's old school and new school, but this whole Joe Judge, like, you know, he's the Patriots way. Every time one of these Patriots coaches come out, the reason that Bill Belichick is allowed to do the things that he does is because they win.
Right.
And they win. They've been winning for 20 years. Not anymore, of course. But this Joe Judge, the Giants have been the worst team, the Giants and the Jets, fun enough, in the last, 4 years? We're going on 5 years. They have been terrible. And to come in here and say you're going to do it your way, you're drafting Saquon second overall, you're drafting Daniel Jones.
What a waste of one of the best possible running backs to play the game.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones, a quarterback from Duke that had 9 starts. You're taking him 8th overall or wherever they went.
6.
6 overall.
Pick 6.
It's God. John Mara is like very happy.
Hold on a second. Listen, we know. Okay.
Whatever.
I despise the Giants monumentally more than I despise the Cowboys.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Go ahead. Tell
it doesn't matter. Personal preference. Okay. I can't stand anybody from New York, any team from New York,
except Angela.
Any theme from New York.
That's Angela.
Except Angela.
He's just doing the one-liners.
I know the way he chimes in.
No, not okay. One-liners, one-worders. One-worders.
I can't stand anything from that. And I believe over the years, more close games have taken place with the Giants as opposed to the Cowboys in every way, shape, or form. And just that being said, you want to bask in the turmoil of a division rival. You really do. You almost want Kyle's money. I went down to the bank and had these $20 turned into quarters so I could do this. Kyle's money.
South Park.
But at the same time, wow, you're
the retirement part.
Just the fact that you are encouraging this complete and utter gone.
Quimby.
I'd rather. Starting
with Doc, have you ever heard of any of this or seen any of this in your NFL career?
I did it.
But hold on, okay. You have always been a free spirit, sir. But I'm talking about the volume, the amount of players that are just the mass exodus.
Well, I can identify with them because I did it when I was at Washington. My second year there. After my second year there, they hired Marty Schottenheimer.
Your 17th year in the league.
There was no way in the world I was going to play for that man.
But you weren't the only one, though.
Right. And I wasn't the only one. And when they asked me to come back, he asked me to come and play for him. I said, no, I'm not playing for you because I can't say that word.
And I'm going to help you out. That was the last mass exodus because he.
Marty Schottenheimer?
Because he, not only.
How many players left?
Deion Sanders, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
And so that's what I was about and to tell
is,
you.
But this is 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago. But he came in trying to do the Oklahoma drill. He was trying to do a lot of stuff that you do with young people. It's kind of like you remember. I've told you the story about me saying, "You know what? I'm retired." Do you remember I told you that story?
Seattle told you they weren't paying your per diem.
No. They paid. I said, "Give me my per diem." I went to Seattle. They did what they called a warm up. And when they said I finished the warm up, they was like, that was the warm up. Okay, let's do the workout. I was like, you know what? Give me my per diem.
Yeah, I'll be
and
out
give me,
here.
And get give me I'm my out. Flight back. Yeah. I'm going back to Houston.
Yeah.
Because it was mainly because I talked to two older players before I did the workout, and they said they don't know how to treat veterans. And as I wrap this up, and we'll come back on the other side.
I just want you to shut up so we can get another opinion in we go to break.
Whoa. You got to shut the black guy up. Just let the white guy talk.
Here we go.
No, I'm throwing it right back to your house.
Hold on a second. This white guy has talked about 10% of this show.
Yeah, and also, I am the resident Hispanic guy, too. He's Hispanic. So I'm covering that basis.
And he's Italian.
A question, though, for Irving and Hollis. I'm going to throw it right back to you, Hollis.
Please, hold on, Hollis.
Angelo has something to say.
I do have something to say, actually. You know, Diaz hit the nail on the head. Is Belichick the exception or is he the rule? Right? Because Joe Judge is going to model himself after Bill Belichick. But he's not winning. He's 5-11. Right? He's 5-11 last year.
Because he can't beat Belichick.
Well, precisely. Think about Josh McDaniels. Did he succeed? No.
Well, this
what's
is
the guy with the Lions?
Hold up for a second, Angelo. This
he failed. Right. He failed.
So they can't be,
this is the
they
question.
They and Tom Brady's the real Belichick. Rule. Tom this Brady is, created the rule that Belichick was allowed to then project, but Belichick was able to do that because of Tom Brady.
Well, the question I have is this. Is you're talking about Schottenheimer, and now we're talking about Joe Judge.
Right.
Okay, so.
Which we're going to talk about more when we come back for our final segment here on Bud Light Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton. WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Jesus, it has been a complete crap show once again. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. My tribute to Cowboys fans right now. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We don't have a lot of time yet. And, all right, Joe Judge, Giants.
They're jackass, right?
I'm sorry. I didn't have it ready, but I can in 2 seconds. Here is Price if I knew how to spell Price. Price is Right losing Horn. There we are, everybody. All right, we're going to get to the Dallas Cowboys here in just a second. But as you know, on every show, Angelo, turn your mic on. You only have to respond with one of two words, kick-ass or jackass. It goes around the room. Diaz, you've got a bunch. Let's get through as many as we can. We want 5 minutes on Cowboys, so let's not give a lot of narrative. Dr. Irving Fryer, pay attention. Sam's starting to talk to you. There you are.
Yeah, so don't worry.
All right, so Sam's not going to talk. Yeah. So let's do this. Let's start with you. Go to Irving first. Slash myself.
What are we doing?
Tech.
What are we doing?
Kick-ass and jackass. You know it. Kaja.
You know Kaja. We're going to give a topic.
You said kick-ass or jackass?
Jackass.
Okay.
And, you know,
say kick butt or jackass.
Let's appreciate all the fans that stuck around.
You can't say ass?
I can say ass.
It's there it is. Ass. Done. All right.
Ass is in the Bible.
All right. Well, then, already done. So, Diaz, let's go.
Let's go. Let's try to get through a bunch of them. Number 11, Dave Gettleman, Joe Judge Arrett in New Jersey is obviously collective jackass. That's dumb. All right. Let's start with this one here. We'll start with the Reverend. Kick-ass or jackass, sir? The Urban Meyer experience in Jacksonville. Kick ass or jackass?
Jackass.
Jackass. I can't stand it.
Jack wad.
It's jackass.
Complete and utter jackass.
Jackass. There's no way that's going to work. The Washington football team potential names released on the internet. The Armada Brigade Commanders, Defenders, Presidents, Red Hogs, Red Wolves, or the Washington football team. Kick ass or jackass?
Jackass.
Stupid. Jackass.
Just go with Hoggets. That's the best you have.
It's Red Wolves or Bust. Jackass for the majority.
Jackass.
I was going to say Red Hogs would be pretty good. But Jackass. Red you guys Hogs. Don't know what you're doing. Let's talk about Kickass or Jackass. The Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Last Dance season of 2021. Kickass or Jackass?
I'm going to go Kickass.
I do love me some Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Kickass.
I'm Kickass.
I think he should not give him a rose and tell him to leave. Jackass.
Yeah, jackass. He pissed me off.
I gotta go kick ass. Any kind of a player gets the upper hand on the front on the man.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta go with kick ass.
I'm going kick ass as well. How about this? Carson Wentz is reporting to be pushing the envelope to get back on the field quickly. Kick ass or jackass, my man?
Jackass.
Jackass, that's why he's in the position he is.
I won't elaborate on positions that he's in. However, I will say jackass for the simple reason that I'm an Eagles fan. Stay off the field until the first week of the season.
Yeah, potentially cost the Eagles first round pick. Jackass.
Just all around jackass. I don't like him.
Jackass, of course. Irving Fryer, kickass or jackass? A second NFL contract for Andre Dillard. Kick ass or jackass?
Hold on a second. Shepherd's pie. Yeah.
That's my answer.
Okay, right. That's a politically correct answer right there.
Hold on a second. Jackass around. Go. Next.
Yeah.
Next one. Sam Darnold reportedly saying he needed to take a hit in the preseason to get ready for the season. Kick ass or jackass?
Jackass.
I say lay off the crack pipe, yeah, dude. Man,
come on. No, he sucks.
Just one hit. I think he stinks. Get out there, get used to it.
Get used to what? He's a quarterback.
And it's Sam Darnold. He is used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He you sucks. Need that to wake you up?
Yeah. Right. He blows chunks.
A jackass. Mr. Irving Fryer. Tim Tebow's tryout at tight end with Jacksonville.
Jackass.
Who's he going to be a goalie for in the NHL next season?
Jackass. Maybe the Flyers. Yeah. Hold on. And Shaq's not here to defend.
Why doesn't he go somewhere and sit down?
At least be a commentator.
Sit down.
I'm sorry. I only have one thing to say, and it's two words, and it's not kick-ass or jackass. It's faith healing.
Oh. Baby. Just a bit outside.
We're in.
Jackass.
Angela, leave the mic on.
Jackass.
Leave it on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm interested in hearing the panel's opinion. The extra emphasis that will be put on taunting penalties this year.
Oh, God.
Man, you know what? Jackass. That's stupid.
That's stupid.
There's so much emotion.
Take part of the game.
So much emotion involved.
The ability to intimidate your opponent away. Thank out of the game.
You,
Jackass. Out of the game.
You know what? Half of the game is mental.
Yes.
Half of the game is talking trash.
Yeah.
And you know what? You never hear, especially Tank, we'll talk about this, the amount of crap that gets talked about in the on the line,
yes.
Right before a snap. You know what? Sorry. And if you get to play well and retaliate after that in right. some sort of verbal way, in no physical way, kick ass, but that is jackass.
Yeah, jackass. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, it's jackass. They're just trying to
one
to
more
stop
here,
people.
Diaz?
Yeah, yeah. John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, is said, I'm sick and tired.
John Mayer is playing with the Grateful Dead.
John Mara. All right, this is the last one here. August 15th, I walk into a Wawa, and they've got pumpkin spice coffee already. It's August 15th. We have more than a month left of summer. Irving Fryer, kick-ass or jackass.
What a great one.
Pumpkin
Sorry,
spice
Sam,
coffee
you said
Wawa.
You weren't going to talk.
You should be thankful all the time. Thanksgiving, kick-ass.
I love pumpkin spice. I'm a basic white girl, but it's way too early. Let's go.
No.
Christmas music in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've got nothing. You don't want to hear what I have to say.
It's kick-ass. Give me some of the pumpkin scones at Starbucks. I'm not going to complain.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Seriously, Angela? Totally jackass.
Angela. I mean, it is totally jackass. I've been ordering it every day since.
Angela.
But it is jackass way too early. All right, let's wrap this up.
How about them Cowboys, everybody? Tank, I'm going to throw this to you. What I've heard, what we're hearing is Dak is off. Elliot, the Ewok is off. And they have, on paper, by far and away, the best roster in the NFC East. Can we agree on that?
No.
Not really? No.
Offensively?
Not entirely.
Wide receiver-wise, their running back, he's a fumble waiting to happen. And their quarterback is Glass Joe currently. And he's coming off of the injury.
Dear Lord, I've been trying to get the cheat codes for Mike Tyson's punch out for 4 years now against Bald Bull. I can't go.
Hit him in the stomach.
Another 80s reference.
Pretty much. But basically, right now, if they're relying on Dak Prescott, they have another thing coming. He's going to have to go through what we call the shock factor, the shock value. He hasn't been hit yet. And that's why he wanted to, exactly. He wants to play in the preseason.
Giggity.
He wants to play in the preseason because he hasn't been hit yet. Mm-hmm. And his shoulder's hurting. So it's going to be a lot of ailments that he's going to be going through. And the offensive line is not that good as it used
to be. It's just getting old.
It's getting older. It didn't get that old. It's just the fact that some of them started getting hurt and a lot of them started getting their ass kicked. So they've done nothing defensively. Go ahead.
In my experience, the few surgeries I've had, it takes a year of playing a whole season and off season
just to get rid of the mental stigma.
If you don't injure it again, to be able to play and not recognize that it's there.
Yep. To this day, I still have the screw in my foot, and it's hard as hell.
I would like you to not screw your foot on this show at any time again.
I'm just going to say Irving Fryer played a season with a broken toe and got needles in the fingers.
Right in the top of the toe.
Yeah, but then I was asked to retire after that as well because they said I wasn't playing well enough.
While you wrapped the Harley on the way out.
While you made the Pro Bowl, right? Terrible.
No, I didn't make Pro Bowl that year.
Why don't you just say you did for the story?
Okay. What do you think about the Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb?
Those guys at Dallas?
Correct. I think
Amari Cooper is a great receiver. I watch him run routes. He's a very patient receiver. He's not very fast. He has great hands, and he's tough. The rest of them, they're just okay.
Nice.
But Amari's a great receiver.
Gallup has put a hurt on the Eagles in the past.
Yeah, that ain't hard to do.
But I'm going to say that's not hard. That hasn't been hard to do.
He's a free agent. This is a contract year. He's not going to get that many balls, I think. He'd be a good guy to look at.
He's a free agent in a contract year. He's not going to get that many balls. I'd be in the huddle every play going, throw it to me. What are you talking about?
And of course, but they got Cooper and CeeDee Lamb.
And we don't want him here because he's not an Eagle.
That's a cowboy. That's true. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about that.
Don't strangle
that's
me.
That's right. You can't go from being a cowboy to an Eagle.
Yeah, because yeah, he was. That's what he was saying.
No,
yeah.
I was not. I
can't that. Do that.
It's the bourbon.
I mean,
it's
not, gone from an Eagle I'm not to suggesting a
that. You can't do that either.
No. It's the bourbon.
T.O. just did it just because.
Yeah, T.O. did it just to spite, be spiteful.
My
yeah.
biggest thing with Dallas is name somebody from their secondary that's starting.
Thank you.
They're Swiss cheese. They, I mean, they got Micah Parsons at linebacker, but that was already kind of a strong suit for them on defense last year.
Did you hear it?
The helicopter. Yeah, we're getting helicopter action. But then, still, their defense is not good at all.
No, and it's going to be an interesting season because their offensive team still doesn't know how to run the ball to end the game.
You guys, been a hell of a run here.
Good things.
Great show. All right. Everybody, Dr. Irving Fryer with us. Please check his podcast out, The Fryer Place, from noon to one every Friday.
Yes.
And make sure that The Fryer Place is on iHeart's family of podcasts, please.
Mm-hmm. We got Sterling Sharp on this week. And then Andre Reed next
Ooh.
Week.
Yes. Yes. Can you make sure that gets fast-tracked?
Yeah, I know. Yes. Make sure that gets fast-tracked. All right. Good things.
Thanks. Super Sam Brady, sitting there with crossed legs, pretending like you're actually not thinking about Giselle and how you could take her out. I got it.
Oh, my God.
A little wow. out of time, just every day, closer, getting closer.
Wow.
Angelo DiGitano, appreciate you coming in.
With his crossed legs, thinking here. About Giselle.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Once again. And thank you for all the help that you have given me this year with that charter flight. Michael, shut up. Diaz, always a pleasure. Been agreeing with you more and more these days, and I don't like it.
It's because I'm right, Quimby, and I know that you're
Mute
coming
him.
To the side.
Mute
I'm
him.
Right.
So anyway, and finally, I was just pointing out, I did not ask for your opinion on the matter. And of course, the backbone of Green Legion Radio, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas, brother.
Appreciate you.
It's been a good week of radio
yes,
for us.
Yes, it has. I've enjoyed myself for the first time in quite a long time.
Yeah. Let's keep it going, everybody.
Love it.
Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. On behalf of myself, Tank, Diaz, Super Sam, Dr. Fryer, Slash, and Angelo, baby, we'll see you next week. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tune in tomorrow while Chris Sack loses his mind with Greg Murphy at 11 a.m.
Must listen.
On Baseball Brunch. This is Must Listen. Yeah, no, you've been muted for the rest of the
That's
show.
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't matter. Check out Bud Light Baseball Brunch tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sack should be losing his mind. Everybody, we're out of here.